Central Jersey Talk Radio, 1450 WCTC.
Hey, you're back with the Restaurant Guys. Mark Pascal and Francis Schott of Stage Left and Catherine Lombardi Restaurants in downtown New Brunswick. Our guest today is Bob Bayer. He's the director of the Lobster Institute, located at the University of Maine. The Lobster Institute is the only organization of its kind. It is the best source for information about all things lobster and helps to manage the most well-managed fishery in the world.
Hey, Bob, can you help us pick some really, really good lobsters? What's the best time of year for lobster?
Well, I think every time is a good time.
Oh, come on. Now you sound like you're plugging the stuff. Come on.
Well, I'll tell you why. When you have new shell lobsters that have recently shed their shells, they're easy to eat, but the meat yield isn't as high, and it's a nice sweet meat. As the lobsters harden up and we get into winter and spring, you get more meat.
Okay. So, well, I don't work for the Lobster Institute, so I'm going to posit an opinion.
Okay, go ahead.
I prefer to take lobsters with really, really hard shells, and actually when we're picking our lobsters for the restaurant, what we'll do is we'll go through the lobsters and we'll pick a lobster with the hardest shell possible. And generally what you'll get is the highest yield from the lobster that way. You're not paying for water inside the lobster.
When the lobster molts and forms a new shell, it leaves itself a little room to grow. Sort of like when Mark had his second kid, they moved into a bigger house, so when he had a few more kids.
It's more like when I buy a new suit these days.
But when the lobster's hard, that means that the lobster's just about filled its shell. And if you look at the under the knuckle of the lobster, there's a little window, there's a little place where you can see almost the meat because the shell is translucent. And if there's a bubble in there or you see things bubbling around inside, you know that there's room in the shell. And if you squeeze that and it's soft and you see that there's no room for a bubble, then you know you've got a pretty full lobster. But the soft lobsters have a very sweet meat. Do you see a difference in the taste of the meat?
I don't. I know some people say that they do, and I'm with you. I would prefer a hard shell lobster because I like the meat yield, and they're more fun because sometimes you need a hammer to get into them, or at least a good nutcracker. But a soft shell, again, offers the advantage you don't need any tools. You can just tear them apart with your hands.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, I just want to deal with one final thing before we go to the news. This lobstering small business, you know, 7,000 boats, most individual companies with two employees, this is a pretty dangerous job, right? These men doing this work, these men and women doing this work, are we lose a couple of them every once in a while, don't we?
Yes, that's right. It's very dangerous work.
What's dangerous about it? What's it like to be a lobsterman?
Well, you've got weather, waves, the risk of going overboard in some pretty cold water.
Yeah.
In radio, all we get is a little bit of feedback every once in a while. Not that big a deal.
Well, feedback is good.
We're cushy guys. I wear a suit. Occasionally, I have to fix the plumbing. That's about all we have to do. Hey,
Bob. If your listeners are interested, we have our quarterly lobster bulletin, which is available for free. If they contact us through our website, you're on the list.
Great. Well, here's what we're going to do, Bob. We're going to put you out there in listener land and podcast alley land can go to lobsterinstitute.org. We're also going to link your website through ours, which is restaurantguysradio.com, and you can find out about all things lobster, and we suggest you do that through the holidays. Hey, Bob, thanks for joining
Bob.
Us.
Sure.
It's been swell.
Have a good one.
We have coming up with us Tony Shanahan and Glenn Burtnick, who are doing a Christmas extravaganza in New Brunswick, probably the best-kept musical secret in all of New Jersey. And we'll be talking with them live in studio after the news. You're listening to The Restaurant Guys, Central Jersey, 1450. The time is 11:30.
Central Jersey Talk Radio, Central Jersey 1450, WCTC with the Restaurant Guys. Call them now at 732-545-9282. 732-545-9282.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back. You're listening to The Restaurant Guys. Mark Pascal here with Francis Schott. Together we own Stage Left and Catherine Lombardi Restaurants in New Brunswick, New Jersey. We're here to give you the inside track on food, wine, and the finer things in life. You can listen to us every day from 11 to noon. Reach us through restaurantguysradio.com or download our podcast on iTunes.
You know, every time of year about this time, a very special man comes to town. He does good work and bears a bag of goodies, musical goodies, that is. Santa Claus, you say? Bah, humbug. We're talking about musician Glenn Burtnick, who has the best rock and roll Christmas extravaganda, and this year, for the second year in a row, it's right here at the State Theater in New Brunswick, New Jersey. In the spirit of the holidays, he always rocks out with friends, and they won't ever tell you exactly who's coming until you're sitting in your seats on the eve of the performance. So you can go to statetheater.org and pick up a ticket for this amazing show. In past years, we've had the Patti Smith Group, Phoebe Snow, the B-52's Fred Schneider, the band Styx, of which Glenn was a member, Billy J. Kramer, Marshall Crenshaw, John Waite. Oh, my goodness. Everybody's there. And today joining us in the studio is Tony Shanahan, our friend who's from the Patti Smith Band, and Glenn Burtnick. Hi, guys. Welcome to the studio.
Hi, Mark.
Hey.
Welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks for having us.
This is a big deal thing you guys do every year.
Well, we've been doing it for 15 years, and so it's gotten bigger, and it falls into the category of careful what traditions you may start.
Yeah, now, this is a charity event. And
that's the best part of it, I think.
Well, not for these guys. They don't make any money. But for the Community Food Bank of New Jersey, it's a pretty good thing. And I think that around the holidays, you need to pick up your phone or go to the website, statetheaternewjersey.org, or you can find it through our website where we're linked, and go see this amazing show. And I think it's a great... You were telling us before that you have trouble promoting the show because the tradition is you never know who's going to be performing until you're sitting in your seats.
Yeah, that's kind of the way. That's our formula.
Dude, you can probably take a marketing class right here at Rutgers. They'll help you out.
I know.
Let you know how to do this better.
It is ridiculous. And I repeat it every year. We go, like Tony and I were at another radio station this morning. We do interviews with the newspapers and stuff. And I'm constantly saying, you know, they're constantly asking, so who's in the lineup this year? And my stock answer is, if I told you, I'd have to kill you. And I really don't tell anyone.
Well, but with 15 years of history, you have a lot. We can say, here's who was here in the past. It's not going to be like the East Brunswick Girls Choir, you know?
No, might be.
Might be. I heard they're singing pretty good nowadays.
They're on the upswing.
When John McEnroe played once or twice, all jaws dropped.
Yeah.
And I prefer the surprise element. For a number of reasons, you know, to have people surprised to see someone on stage is better than the lead up. Plus, there are problems. Sometimes an artist wants to come, and at the last minute they pull out, or they announce that they're going to at the, you know, whatever. It just makes the way it's like a big variety show. There's a million artists. Tony has many friends in show business.
And it's easier to get people to come if you almost say to them, well, we're not really going to use your name to sell tickets.
Right.
You know, it reminds me of, you know, the old, I remember I was in, and I'm not saying that I was legally there, but I was in the Chatterbox Bar once on the
Seaside.
Boardwalk.
Seaside.
When it was on the boardwalk in Seaside, before it moved off and became a mirror-laden club on the boulevard. Mm. And they closed the doors, and they didn't let anybody else in. And what you knew that meant was happening was that Springsteen was going to show up any minute and come and play. And I think it's sort of like that. Like, you never know who's going to be there. Right. I mean, now, what was the genesis of this whole concert?
Well,
how did it come about?
Glenn, Mr. You know, he's been deprived of Christmas.
I'm compensating for something. You know, 15 years ago, I had a show booked, my band, at the Stone Pony in Asbury Park. And at the last minute, I said, you know, it was close to Christmas. And I said, you know, I should really do more than just my music. So the second half of the show, we did nothing but music material, Christmas material. And then I decided, wait a minute, the right thing to do, if you're doing this kind of holiday music, the right thing to do would be to make it charitable. So we chose the New Jersey, the Community Food Bank of New Jersey at the time, and it has grown. We've given to a lot of other food banks, and now we're getting into other areas now that there's even more money coming in. But it's, you know, if you're going to do the holiday stuff, the Christmas music, and that's what we do. You know, we don't do, you know, if Patti Smith shows up, we don't ask her to sing Because the Night or one of her big hits.
Right, she's doing...
Because the Night belongs to Santa, maybe she can sing?
You know, I hadn't thought of that. That's a good idea. Tony,
thanks.
Maybe you can
twist.
I want points if that's released. Now, Tony, You guys are local, right? I mean, you guys both are from around here. Just to let everybody know who we both. If you just tuned in, we have Tony Shanahan, who's in the Patti Smith Band, and we have Glenn Burtnick joining us. And they're going to be doing a show with many other artists, but the rest of them are secrets, on Friday at the State Theater in New Brunswick, and you can pick up tickets at statetheaternj.org. But Tony, tell us how you guys met, and
you guys are, Central Jersey locals.
Yeah, man,
we are.
I've known Glenn since I was about 12 years old.
Yeah. Wow,
that's cool. I'll tell you, Tony, I thought that I had known you longer than I knew Glenn. Because, you know, the Roxy, the Melody, a lot of the local clubs from around here, Tony's been performing in this area since he was a kid, pretty much. But Glenn, I learned in doing some research that when you were coming on the show that I actually saw you in the Winter Garden in Beatlemania, gazillion years ago.
Yeah.
That was kind of
you were
one
in
of your
Beatlemania?
First early things.
Yeah, I was a fake Beatle.
Well,
that's
now
great.
You're a real Glenn Burtnick, so
yeah, exactly.
Congratulations to you.
Real something.
You know, maybe in 15 years there's going to be a fake Glenn Burtnick, and he'll be playing at the State Theater, and we'll be able to go and see him.
As long as I get a piece of the action.
You and I think alike, sir. You and I really think alike. Now, you guys, there's an album. I was talking about being locally. There's an album that came out that I adored, called The Slaves of New Brunswick.
Oh, way back when.
Way back then. That was only distributed around here, but if you were sort of into music at all, and you were in your 20s, 30s, or 40s in Central Jersey, you have somewhere The Slaves of New Brunswick album.
Oh, I have
at home.
The CD.
Tell us about that, how it came about, and what that's all about.
Glenn wrote most of the songs on that record, and it was basically about growing up in New Brunswick.
Yeah.
And we started this little jam that we used to do at Wednesday nights at the Melody. And
uh-huh.
What had happened, I think in the late 80s, things had kind of died down in the music scene in New Brunswick. And we were actually kind of like trying, we had all done different stuff and we were trying to revive it a little bit.
Uh-huh.
We did it for a year. You do anything for a year, you know.
And it either has traction.
Yeah, like, yeah, it was, you know. It,
yeah, you don't need to explain to us. We've been doing the radio show for about 8 months.
But it was actually weird because right at that time, Glenn ended up joining Styx. And
uh-huh.
He's actually away, and he keeps calling me up on the phone. I'm writing songs about New Brunswick. You know? And, we made this record. And, it's a real time capsule.
Still available, or is that no longer available?
On eBay.
Actually, if anybody wants to write in, I'll we'll see if I can make you a copy.
One copy.
Yeah,
exactly.
One copy.
You'd have a better, you know.
Oh, you know, it's Tony's absolutely right. It's local musicians, friends, and it just became another tradition. And it all happened around the same time that we started this Christmas show 15 uh-huh. years ago. We, in addition to recording the Slaves of New Brunswick album, we recorded a live
Christmas record
called The Live Christmas Extravaganza. And we had a number of artists on the record, including the Slaves of New Brunswick.
When we come back, we're going to listen to a Christmas song by the Slaves of New Brunswick from that Christmas album. And we're also going to talk about the cover of that album, which
I think
was, if you were from New Brunswick and in the know at the time, was the best album cover anyone has ever had anywhere. We'll talk about that in just a moment. We're talking with Glenn Burtnick and Tony Shanahan from the Patti Smith Band about the big Christmas extravaganza that's happening tomorrow night at the State Theater that you need to go to statetheater.org and pick up tickets for. You're listening to The Restaurant Guys, Central Jersey, 1450. The time is 11:45.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Restaurant Guys, Mark Pascal and Francis Schott. Today we have two special guests in studio with us, Tony Shanahan and Glenn Burtnick, and they're doing a very special thing tomorrow night at the State Theater. They're going to be doing Glenn Burtnick Christmas Extravaganza, a tradition they've had for about 15 years.
But it's only been 2 years in Central Jersey. It's the best-kept secret in Central Jersey, and if you like rock and roll music at all, you have to come to this concert tomorrow night. And if you want to have dinner at the restaurant next door, you can do that, too.
I understand the guy...
I understand this great restaurant.
I understand the stagehands from the State Theater had to throw you guys out last year. You just kept playing and playing and playing.
They're is that
like,
true?
It was a little like Woodstock. There were people in tents and sleeping bags out in the audience after a while. It went on. It was like about 4 hours. We're going to We're actually going to edit it a bit this year and make it a little more, you know.
You say that now.
That's true.
So this is a benefit for the food bank. Are there other things people can do to help with the...
We've encouraged people for the past couple of years, people bring canned goods, and if they can afford to, they bring little gifts. And usually there's a place in the front in the lobby where they're able to bring that stuff into. And Glenn, myself, we visit a couple of shelters and things like that.
That's really terrific.
There's a lot of the food will go to Elijah's Promise, you know.
Great organization.
And people bring new toys and warm clothes, and there are places. There's no shortage of good causes.
One of the things we say all the time in food is we say, you do good by eating well. You keep family farmers on the farm and you do good. Here's an opportunity to do good by listening well and going to a great show. One of the regular
You guys do good. How's that?
One of the great shows. But these guys have fun on stage. One of the regular performers, though, is the Slaves of New Brunswick, which is a bunch of local musicians. Yeah. And you brought a track with us to play from the Slaves of New Brunswick. Why don't you tell us about it?
Absolutely. This is it pretty much features the guitar players. There's Graham maybe on bass, I think, on this, isn't he? Or in baritone. Right. Tony's on bass. There's a great guitarist named Bernie Brausweter who pretty much fronts the band on this. This is an instrumental track. It's our live remake of a Ventures version of some Christmas song that escapes my mind right now, but I know it's a Christmas song. Put it that way.
Great.
Sleigh Ride.
Sleigh Ride by the Slaves of New Brunswick. You can hear a little preview of what's coming tomorrow night at the State Theater. Hey, you're back with the Restaurant Guys. Our guests today are Glenn Burtnick and Tony Shanahan, talking about the Merry Christmas concert, the Christmas extravaganza we're having tomorrow night.
I have to correct you. It's actually the Xmas extravaganza.
Oh, the Xmas extravaganza.
There we are.
All right, then. What does that mean exactly? I don't know. But you should come and see it.
Yeah.
And the proceeds go to benefit the Community Food Bank in New Brunswick. And this is basically an old fashioned jam for Christmas music, and I don't think there's anything like that.
So how do you guys get all these people out? I mean, obviously they're friends of yours, have been friends for years, but how do you get them out to come out for a benefit like this? No pay.
We ask.
Yeah.
Bring them for drinks at stage left.
We beg, you know.
Yeah. Come to New Brunswick. Friends and here's the other thing. The musicians do it for nothing. We don't make money. So everybody's heart is in the right place on stage, and that's a good thing. It's a great feeling backstage. It's a very charitable evening, and the music is always very good.
Really great.
That's awesome. I mean, restaurants, and we always try and tie things into restaurants here. Restaurants, we do a lot of the same types of things. These charitable events where you give of your services or your talents or your skills in order to raise money for people who are less fortunate. And we need to have organizations like that, and we need to have people in the limelight doing those kinds of things.
But it's also about, I mean, doing something like this, especially around this time of year, one of the things that are realizing more and more that they need, and they focus on restaurants for this, and I think music is another place where people come together, is we need to come together as a community. We can't just vote for people and vote for policies and hope those things happen. You got to get off your butt and do something, and it feels good to be in a hall full of people or in a restaurant full of people that are all doing the same thing.
Well, listening to good music is one of the same things that they're going to be doing, I hope.
Or eating good food. It's a great excuse to get together and raise money for good cause.
Now, you took this, you started it in South Jersey at Stone Pony, and then this took a little trip to New York for a while, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where, 10 years.
Where were you in New York?
The Bottom Line,
Oh.
which no longer
which
exists.
Which is no more.
Yeah.
So we're glad you brought it back to Central Jersey, back home where you guys are from. I'll tell you, you guys came off stage last night, and the restaurant pretty much filled up with people who were coming out of the show. Everybody was talking about how great the show was and how last year's show is exactly what I'm talking about. I mean, everybody, and I'm talking about people who were 22 years old and people who were 60 years old. Everybody had a great time at the event last year. I'm not kidding. I mean, just there was an outpouring of upbeat, great sentiment, ready for the holidays, that they had done
Do you guys find the crowd is different in New Jersey than it was in New York for the years you played in New York? And if so, how?
I guess it is a little different. I don't know. We had a kind of a downtown crowd when we were at the Bottom Line, and this is more of a family show. It's grown into now.
And we also, I mean, the places we used to do them were more like dinner shows, like the B.B. King's, where people could actually sit and eat and things like that. But, the New York crowd was a little, they'd get a little more rowdy, I think.
Well, speaking of the family thing, Glenn, I heard your daughter make her little debut on WPLJ this morning.
Sally. Awesome. I usually get my family involved, and we have a lot of kids that get involved in the show, so it's a full generational spectrum up there, you know. And it's great to do the show in New Jersey. It really is. It's our home. It's the State Theater itself.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. And I grew up going to see movies there, and some of my favorite movies from the 60s and 70s when I was a kid growing up, I saw at the State Theater. Tony, you know, remember seeing concerts there.
We saw the New York Dolls play there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy. So, you know, and now they've rejuvenated the place, and it's gorgeous, and we're happy to play there.
I'll tell you, a lot of people ask me to get them good seats at shows at the State Theater. So far, the one that's been requested the most to make sure that I get them good seats for a show at the State Theater has been the Glenn Burtnick Xmas Spectacular.
Our guests today, if you just tuned in, are Glenn Burtnick and Tony Shanahan, who are heading up a headline list of performers, which is being kept secret until the last moment at the Xmas Extravaganza tomorrow night at the State Theater in New Brunswick. You can get tickets for that still at statetheaternj.org, or you can link to them through our website, restaurantguysradio.org. We'll talk with them more in just a moment about this big holiday do. You're listening to The Restaurant Guys, Central Jersey, 1450. The time is 11:55. Hey, you're back with the Restaurant Guys. Mark Pascal and Francis Schott of Stage Left and Catherine Labarty Restaurants in downtown New Brunswick. We've been talking about the big Xmas extravaganza.
We could call it Christmas. Come
I don't
on.
Know. Glenn's getting all touchy. I don't know. He's, you know, I don't want to piss him off.
Well, there's a spelling. You know, I'm just about grammar here.
You want to conserve letters. Well, it's at the State Theater in New Brunswick on Friday night, and the guests in the past have included the Patti Smith Group, Phoebe Snow, the B-52's Fred Schneider, Billy J. Kramer, Marshall Crenshaw, Patti Smyth, John Waite, and who knows, because they keep it secret to the last minute, who's going to be there, but it's $30 well spent, and the proceeds all go to charity.
Yes.
We listened in the last segment to
Sleigh
Ride by the Slaves of New Brunswick. Now, when the Slaves of New Brunswick album came out, the album cover was very unique. Will you tell us about that, about the album cover? Who was on that album cover? It was that old guy named Frank.
You're talking about the Slaves of New Brunswick record.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that was shot in front of the Melody.
Yep.
And that was Frank was an old Hungarian
local.
Who we met, I think, when the Melody first started, he was there. He was drinking at the bar. And when the kids came, he still was there at the bar, you know, like he was there when nobody was there, and then everybody came and he was there. And then there used to be a woman named Claire
she
everywhere.
She was great.
Claire everywhere.
And she would dance at the Melody.
And we, on a sunny afternoon in the middle of the summer, we got the two of them to dance out in front of the Melody.
Claire was like 70 or 80 at the time.
I think they're both.
So
moved
to the great beyond,
but she's in a club with a bunch of 25-year-olds.
She would always dance, you know.
By the way, and Frank and she would like it was. They was great. They were like two people who hung out, and their English got worse as the night went on. So by midnight, it was just Magyar they were speaking.
I don't think it was their English was really
the
problem.
No, it was English. They were Hungarian American.
But you know what? caused their English to get worse,
I know,
Francis.
I know. But it was great, and they would dress to the nines and attend
oh, yeah,
the melody.
She had like a tutu on.
She had like a pink dress on from like the 50s, and it was hot. Anyway, that's on the Slaves and
If you're podcasting this right now, you are so bored.
I will mention the Christmas Extravaganza record.
Yeah.
Yeah. The cover of that album was done. My father owned a bakery in Milltown for 30 mm-hmm. years called uh-huh. the S&S Bake Shop. And actually, the cover of that album is a cake.
Oh,
and
Glenn
and I went nuts in the back of the bakery, pulling out every little Christmas ornament we could find, and we threw it all over the cake. And then, like, even the back, it was my father had, like, wrote out all the names of the people, sang on it and stuff.
Pulling out every little Christmas album and throwing it all together is kind of similar to what's going to happen on Friday night at the State Theater. We're going to pull it all out and have a great benefit for
charity.
It's
going to be great. Be there.
Thank you to Glenn Burtnick and Tony Shanahan for joining
us. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, guys.
We'll see you all at the State Theater tomorrow night. You're listening to The Restaurant Guys. I'm Francis Schott.
And I'm Mark Pascal.
We are The Restaurant Guys, Central Jersey, 1450. The time is 12 noon.